Good morning. Today's daf in Gittin Mem Gimel. We're in Mem Beis Amud Beis. Shichur, Eved Kenani being freed has been the topic in the fourth parak, and it will continue to be the topic. We're going to be here on this topic for a couple more days. Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, I think also Mem Hay as well. Regardless, it's a big part of Gittin, and as we've discussed already numerous times, in order to be Meshachar Eved, so two things have to happen. Number one, the finances need to be resolved. In other words, you have bailus, you have ownership over him. It's an asset. And so therefore, number one, you have to be mafkir or whatever. You have to relinquish your shares, your financial holdings. And then number two is that he needs a get shichur. The get shichur is the vehicle in which the status, the isser, is now going to be, is going to be relinquished as well. So e-bailus, we're going to start off this morning with a simple question. A number of questions over the course of today's daf. So number one, mukav get shichur. So let's say, for example, you relinquish the finances. In other words, as far as mamnus is concerned, you no longer have any holdings on the Eved Kenani. However, you have not yet given the get shichur. And then what happened? He was nagach b'shur. He was gored by an ox. And we have already gone over the halacha. Is that sure? That shur shenagach eved. So it's a kenas. In other words, the owner of the shur now has to pay the owner of the Eved Kenani a punitive fine of 30 shkalim. So now, question here is a really simple question. And that is that you've relinquished ownership, but you still have isser. So now, are you still the bailim? It's a really simple question. It's simple. In other words, once you know all the information. So, yesh lo klas ra'ein ol kas, kas v'shoshim shkalim yitein la adonav ha'merachman, v'hai la v'adonu. On one hand, the Torah says very clearly that in order for you to be entitled to shoshim shkalim, you need to be adonav, and you're not the owner from a financial standpoint. Or maybe no. Maybe the Isser still retains your Bailo status. So Tashma, the Gemara says, great. Questions on the table? Let's discuss. Hey, Ms. Misha Chetzi Avid Vechetzi Ben Chori Nosin Chetzi Kanas L'Rabo. Vechetzi Kofer L'Yorshav. So, what happened was is that you were the shore killed a Chetzi Chetzi. And in the course of our discussing what happens to the Chetzi Chetzi, so we had two positions in the Mishnah that we saw back on Daf Mem Aleph. Number one is that he just simply stays in the position of Chatzi Chatzi for the six work days of the week. Three of them will work for himself, and three of them will work for his Adon. So over here, we've gone over that. Let's say now in the state of being, and the Mishnah Achrona, and then ultimately what we're going to end up doing is we're going to force the remaining shareholder to go ahead and to free him because he has nobody to marry in his current state. But regardless, however, so Hamis Mishachetzu Vechetzu Ben Chori Nosin Chetzu Kanas Rabo Vechetzu Kofer Liyoshav. So and what happens in his Chetzu Chetzu state? So he is gored to death, and now what happens in terms of payment? Well, half of him is an Eved Kenani and half of him is a free man. From a free man standpoint, so he'd be entitled to Kofer. I know he's dead currently right now. But his heirs are entitled to kofar. On the other hand, he's also chatzi avi, which means that his owner is entitled to kanas. Well, what are we going to do when he's chatzi chatzi? And the answer is very simple. We're going to split it. Chatzi kanas is going to go to the owner, and chatzi kofar is going to go to the yorshim. Now, my love, commission achrona. Now, what are we describing over here? Which seems to be that we're describing mishnah achrona, meaning the final position where, in this state, what are we going to do? We're going to force the remaining owner to go ahead and relinquish ownership. And if, in fact, that's true, so what do we see over here? We see that even though he's in a position where he's going to be freed, but not yet. In other words, the Adon is still the Adon. Mm-hmm. Even though right now the only thing holding back is the Get Shichur. Okay, so what it seems to be is a good raya, but of course a good raya is only based on an assumption. And you know what happens, because this is every time we try to prove, and any time the proof is built on an assumption, all we can do is just simply remove the assumption. Lo, Commissioner Rishon. No, the Mishnah is not talking about Mishnah Achrona. That psak is not going like Mishnah Achrona. That psak is going like Mishnah Rishona, which means that he's chatzi chatzi. He's a full. This is a funny sentence I'm going to say today. He's a full chatzi chatzi, meaning the in other words, in Mishnah Rishona, mamish, half of him is his and half of him belongs to the Adon. Okay, Tashma, hipol sheino sima simas eino yotze bishino v'nosin deme eino. Okay, so we know that an Eved Kenani, if not just abused, right? The abuse itself, of course, is awful, but not just abused, but in other words, but damaged, injured by his adon. where one of his extremities is knocked out. There are 24 extremities in total. So the one of the extremities is knocked out. He's yotzei lecheres. Now, what if the adon does two things to him? So he knocks out a tooth and blinds an eye. So yotzei bishino. So in other words, the knocked out tooth already is going to demand his cheres and nosin demay eno. And over here now he has to pay him because in other words, with the shein he's a free man, and now you have to treat him like a free man in that. Now you're going to have to give him nezek. Now, e amar. All right. So e amar yeshal kanas ba kanas l'rabo. So. Right. So e amar yeshal kanas ba kanas l'rabo. So if we're going to entertain the position of, you know, as long as mechusar gets shechur, there's still an adam. So over here, if you're going to tell me that in the state that he currently is right now, meaning he's on the precipice of being free, he just needs to get shechur. So if you're telling me that at this point in time, the owner is still entitled to kanas, hasha chevle ba'achrina yavele l'rabbe, chavava rabbe gufa yavele l'didei. So now, when chavala occurs by the owner himself, so what is he going to do? He's going to pay himself. In other words, he's still the adon, he's going to pay himself. So Dilma command Amri Nutzar. The Gemara says, okay, I hear you, but it could very well be that the Braisa is of the position that Geshechor is unnecessary, not required. Meaning, there's a machlokus in terms of whether or not you knock out a tooth, you knock out any one of the Yavarim, and he's Yotze Lecheres. Does that mean, or put two possibilities, he's Yotze Lecheres and you need to get ready to Geshechor? Alternatively, he's Yotze Lecheres, period. End. Right? Nothing further necessary. So it could very well be that whoever's authoring that brisa is of the position Eino Tzarech, which then goes on to explain that it doesn't resolve our question. Our question is that you're Meshachar, but you haven't yet written a Get Shechur. Are you still the Adon, yes or no? Over here, the brisa makes it sound like you are no longer the owner, yeah, but the brisa could just simply follow the position that a Get Shechur is not required in that case. Did Tanya Bekulan and Rabbi Meir Omer Eino Tzarech. And over here, how do I know it's Machlokas? Because the Gemara introduces us to a Braisa. Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Meir. Right? Yotze B'Shein. Right? A tooth is knocked out. Again, a tooth is just but an example. A tooth is knocked out. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, so yes, he's going to go free, but still, Get Shechur is required. So, and according to Rabbi Meir, Get Shechur is not required. Rabbi Lazar Amar Tzarech, Rabbi Tafan Amar Tzarech, Rabbi Kiva Amar Tzarech. So, and again, the Tanaim are all weighing in on this issue. Hamachrim lefnei chachamim omrim. Now, let's say you want to take a compromise position. That's a funny sentence. You want to take a compromise position? I don't understand. Either yes, get shechur is required, or no, it's not required. How could there be a compromise position? The Gemara is about to explain. So, near and divrei Rabbi Tarfon, b'shein, hovator zichzalo, and divrei Rabbi Akiva, b'sharei varim ho, knas chachamimu. So the Gemara says, well, here's what we'll say in terms of a compromise. If the owner knocked out a tooth, so then he's going to go free, and there get shechur is not going to be required. Why? State in the Torah. It's a pasuk, an open up pasuk. So but if it's any one of the other extremities which is not in the pasuk mefurash, so then we'll say that the owner has the right to get shechur. Now the way the Gemara describes any one of the evarim is it's a kenas chachamim. Immediately the Gemara jumps on that lashon. So kenas hakrai kadoshinan. What do you mean kenas? In other words, it's a drush. It's not a kenas. Gemara says fine. We'll just clean up that language. We said kenas, but what we really meant was medrash chachamim. And here you just talk about interesting. Meaning that basically the machri is going to say like this. If the Torah says b'feirush, that the eved's going to go free, that's shein, that's ayin. So under those circumstances, so now freedom is going to come effectively immediately with no requirement of get shechur. Masha'in kein, if now it's any one of the other chavdala devarim, which is allowing its freedom and it's min haTorah. But when I say min haTorah, what I mean is it's not mefurish in the Torah, it only comes to us via drasha. Since it comes to us via drasha, you know what? We're gonna need to add an extra step in order for him to receive his cheres, i.e. a get shechur. Right? And okay. In concept, I perfectly understand what just happened in the Gemara over here. In other words, when something is derived through Medrash, it's like one step removed. But when I say one step removed, like in other words, in Medrash Chazal is still a din d'oraisa, anything that's darshan from the Torah, right, using Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem is in fact a halacham in a Torah. It's not a din d'rabanan. I know the Gemara, when originally presenting it, said Knas Chachamim. But the Gemara immediately jumped on that. What do you mean? It's not a Knas Chachamim. It's Medrash Chachamim. But Medrash Chachamim is still a din d'oraisa. And meanwhile, the Gemara over here is having a really nuanced discussion regarding Medrash Chachamim, Midrashim. Everyone understand, I'm speaking in the context of the Gemara. Midrashim meaning darshaning psukim in the Torah, right? The Drashos Chazal is still, can be viewed as still a rung lower. But I'm saying it in a really nuanced fashion. Ibai Lahu. Mukav get shikra ocha b'truma o eino ochel. So, next question of the day, right? First question of the day, Eva goes free. Owner still hasn't yet given him a get shikra. Is the owner still the owner? Yes or no? Put that on the table. We left that question unresolved. Next question. He's mechusar get shikra. And again, financially free. The mamonus is finished. But there's still an isser. And the owner has to write him a get shikra. Can our Eved Kanani in the state eat truma? Obviously, we're describing where the owners are going. And as a full-fledged Eved Kanani, he would have total entitlement to eat truma. But now that he is almost, he's again on the precipice of being free, but he's ma'uk of get shichur, can he eat truma? Yes or no? So, ocha b'truma eino ochel amarachmana. Sorry, kinyan kaspo amarachmana, v'hai lav kinyan kaspo. Well, on one hand, when I'm looking at the psukim in the Torah that's describing, this is in Parshas Emor, describing which of Adam are able to eat truma, it has to be kinyan kaspo, where the owner has ownership over him. In other words, he's a holding of his owner, the Kohen Gadol. And over here in this particular, Kohen Gadol, sorry. I said Kohen Gadol, I just meant Kohen. Okay, fine. So, but over here, Bahai Lav Kinyan Kaspo, who over here, owner gave up his holdings. And Dilma, came to Mechusa, Get Shechur, Kinyan Kaspo, Karina Bay. On the other hand, we could say that Get Shechur is still a simon bailus of the Adon. And therefore, the Kohen still owns him. So Tashma, it's so funny. The Gemara is asking effectively the same question again, just in a different context. Previously, we talked about who's entitled to Knas, if the owner's entitled to Knas. Over here, we're now looking at it from the perspective of the Eved Kanani. Is he still owned? Meaning, where the mamonos is finished, but there's still a get shichra that is pending. So Tashma, Damar Rav Misharsha. So let's say a mix-up in the hospital, and that is that the Ashes Kohen and the Shivcha both gave birth, babies got switched. Okay, and we don't know which one's which. So they both can eat truma, right? Obviously for two different reasons, right? One because he's a Kohen, the other one because he's the Eved Kanani of a Kohen. Okay, but still, they can both eat truma, but however, they can only take one portion from the Goren. Okay. On another occasion, not now, I'll explain why one, not two, but anyway. Higdila Tarovis Meshachron Zedzeh. And then what happens when they become an adult? Because they are, both of them, a Suffolk Evid. Now, as a Suffolk Evid, you can't marry anybody. But the solution is very simple. One's an Eved and one's the owner. They'll just free each other. Okay. Now, I say it's a solution, by the way. It's a solution towards marriage, which is great. But in other words, one of them is not a Kohen. And the Meshuchrar, so that means to say that neither of them can now eat Truma. Okay. It's a solution to marriage, but it doesn't solve the who can eat now eat Truma, we don't know. But that's not the point of the Gemara. Hachi Hashta. Sorry, before we get to the Hachi Hashta. So what happened over here? What happened over here is that we're basically Mechusar Get Shichur. We're Mechusar Get Shichur, and yet entitlement to Yishruma. So Hachi Hashta, the Gemara says that's a good attempt, but it's not great. Because Hasamim Yavola Yavayomer Bechamin Ayodeberu, Kinyan Kaspo Karinan Bay. Over here, one of them is absolutely Kenyan Kaspo. It happens to be that we don't know which one. But one of them is definitively a Kenyan Kaspo. It's just that we have the Chisaron Yediyah. But Hachalav Kenyan Kaspo Ukla. But over here, when we're talking about an Eved Kanani that was freed financially, but still pending the Get Shechrur, over here, it's not a Chisaron Yediyah. He's literally in process of being freed. Money removed. But still, Get Shechrur is pending. And what we now want to know is that when he's in this process, at this point, now, is he owner and owner or not? It's a different question. Okay. And now, you have the owner who wants to sell now the rights of his Eved Kanani. Now, this is a funny sale. When I say the rights of his Eved Kanani, what rights am I talking about? In the event that the Eved Kanani is going to be gored by a shore, and now there's 30 shkalim, so that is a future right. It's a future. Can I go ahead and sell that? Okay. Now, basically, in other words, the buyer of that has to obviously take all the risk that's involved. And I say risk over here. What I really mean is that the chances are you're never going to collect. Right. In other words, what are the chances? The Gemara is going to make this point. I'm not making a novel point over here. The Gemara is going to say, what are the chances that the Eved Kanani is going to be gored by a shor and the 30 shkalim? Okay, but still, okay, even though right now the chances of you making a return on this investment is really, really close to zero, but that's the question. The Gemara's question is simple. Is that a sellable item?
Yeah, right, correct.
Yes. So the Gemara says, so is it something you can sell or not? So Tibala Rameir, Tibala Rabbanan. And now, immediately, what light bulb should be flashing over our heads? Davar Shelo Bala Olam. This is a question. Davar Shelo Bala Olam. The Gemara says, yeah, but not really. And I'll explain why. Tibala Rameir, so according to Shitas Rameir, now remember, according to Rameir, so Adam Makna Davar Shelo Bala Olam, you can buy a future. So Ad Kan Lo Kama Rameir, Adam Makna Davar Shelo Bala Olam, Ela, Peros Dekel, the Avidi de Asu. So when Rameir allows for the purchasing of Davar Shelo Bala Olam, so let's say I'm going to be buying next year's crop. There is a better than good chance that next year is going to have yield. And so therefore, Rameir will tell you that that works. But over here, Aval Hacha, Im Tim Salamar de Mingach, Mimai de Mishalim. Over here, a lot of things need to go right in order for you to collect. Number one, the Eved Kanani, first and foremost, has to be gored to death. And so that's number one. Number two, the owner of the ox has to pay. Number three, Dilma Modo Miftar. Now remember, this is a Kanas. And what do we know? The halacha is Modo B'Kanas Pater. So maybe you'll get a Hoda on the part of the owner of the ox. So in other words, the chances over here are really, really slender. And so even Reb Meir, who's ready and willing to entertain the idea of purchasing futures, but that's futures that are going to have a really good chance of materializing. Over here, the chances of materialization are slim to none. And so therefore, Reb Meir say, no, doesn't work over here. NVT by the Rabbanan. And I can even argue in the other direction. So according to the Chachamim, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbanan Ein Damakta and Davar Shelo Bala Olam Ela Kigon Peros Dekel Dehashta Mialeisnehu Aval Hakai Shor VaHakai Eved. Over here now we can argue in the opposite direction. According to the Chachamim, we say that you cannot buy a future. You cannot buy it. The Kenyan simply doesn't work. But that's because the item that you would like to purchase is not currently here in this world. I want to buy next year's crop. It's not here right now. The Chachamim say a kingdom wouldn't work. But over here, what are you selling? You're selling a right. All the ingredients are here. The Eved is here currently. The shore is here. What you're looking for to happen is an event to occur. But in other words, but the items themselves are here. You just need a particular event to happen. Maybe the Chachamim will tell you that such a thing is in fact sellable. My. So the Gemara now wants to know, so can you sell this? Can you sell the rights to the Shloshim Shekel? So Amar Rabbi Abba Tashma, so the Gemara says, okay, so let's go. We are going to go back to Parshas Amor this morning, and we're going to take a look at which of the, funny word I'm going to use, derivatives of a Kohen can eat Truma. Okay, now, the Torah describes two things that can eat Truma. two things. Sorry. So the Torah describes Kinyan Kaspo and Yelid Beiso. And why does the Torah have to describe both? And here the Braisa goes on to describe. Yelid Beis Ma'atam Alamer. So Im Kinyan Kesef Ochel Yelid Beis Lo Kol Shekein. Now, if Kinyan Kesef, meaning if Avadim of a Kohen are able to eat Truma, you don't think Yelid Beis is also able to eat Truma as well? Kinyan Kesef is a Eved Kenani that a Kohen purchases. What's a Yelid Beis? An Eved Kenani of the Kohen that was born into to one of his Shivcha Kenanis. It seems to be a redundancy, and why would the Torah need to highlight both? And the Gemara goes on to explain. The Brace explains. So, Ilu Kain, Hayisi Omer Ma, Kinyan Kesef, Sheish Bo Sheva Kesef Ochel, Af Yelid Beis, Sheish Bo Sheva Kesef Ochel. So the let's say, for example, that he has no current value whatsoever. That's what the Torah is coming to teach us with the words Yelid Beis. Yelid Beis is teaching us an extra chiddush. Notably, it's your Eved Kenani, but he has no current value. Okay. If you're wondering right now, what could that possibly mean? Hold that thought. Ochel. King and Kesef, Yesh Bo Sheva Kesef Ochel, Ein Bo Sheva Kesef, Ein Ochel. Now, but what I could have said is I could have said the same thing regarding a King and Kesef. So Tamalomer, King and Kaspo, Vili Beiso, Maili Bais, Alpha Pisha, Ein Sheva Klum Ochel, Af King and Kaspo, Alpha Pisha, Ein Sheva Klum Ochel. If your Eved Kenani that you purchased right now has currently zero value, still he can go ahead and eat Shuma. Okay, so within the Braisa that we just went over, the Braisa just simply bothered by the redundancy of, who can eat Truma? Both Yelid Beis and the King Kesef of a Kohen. Why both of them? And effectively, what we just learned together is, even if they are at zero value, still they can eat Truma. As long as it's a Eved of a Kohen. Isak Adatcha, Eved Shemachar Abla Kenas Machar Mika, Mika Avda Delo Mizdavne Lekenasa. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. If in fact, one would be able to sell the future Kenas of his Eved Kenani, every Eved is going to have a value. In other words, even if the Eved currently has zero value, which again is a little bit strange, but even if that's so, but in other words, but there is something sellable. In other words, you could sell the future rights to the Kenas, and that is a current value. Albeit it's a small one, but the Gemara says, how could you ever put the value of an Eved Kenani at zero? It must be, therefore, this is the argument of the Gemara, that you can't sell it. So the Gemara says, in Ika Eved Treifa, the Gemara says, maybe the Braisa is dealing with an Eved Treifa. Now, an Eved Treifa, a Treifa is where an Eved, for that matter, any person, has got a critical condition, right? A physical critical condition, which means that they're going to die within the very near future. A treifa in halacha is viewed as somebody who's alive but dead. Okay. And so what the Gemara right now currently is arguing is that in the state of being a treifa, there's no shloshim shekel. Shloshim shekel is when a shor kills somebody who's alive. But over here, if your eved currently is a treifa, so there's simply not going to be a knas of shloshim shekel. V'achaz l'mekim kamei. So the Gemara says, okay, so right now you're telling me that there's no knas, but how could you tell me that his value is set at zero? He really has no value whatsoever as your Eved Kenani. So the Gemara says, can't he do a menial task? So the Gemara says, no. He's so disgusting right now that really you want him nowhere near you. And so therefore, there could be a case in which his value is actually set at zero. Okay. Adkan, so our second question of the morning, can you go ahead and sell the Shloshim Shekel that may come due in the event that your Eved Kenani is gored to death? And the Gemara asks a question, the Gemara entertains, the Gemara discusses, the Gemara leaves the question unresolved. Next. Ibai Lu. Mishi Chatzi Wa'ev Chatzi Ben Chorin Shekidish Bas Chorin Mahu. Okay? Ar Chatzi Chatzi. And what does he do? He's Mekadish, a Jewish woman. Is the Kedusha going to be Chal, yes or no? And the Gemara entertains both sides of the question. So the Gemara says, well, Let's start off with the following. What if a Ben Yisrael goes over to Bas Yisrael and says, I want to be Mekarshi, but only half of you? Okay, the Gemara in the first parak of Kedushin discusses these types of cases. But over there, even if you're going to entertain that works, but that's the Chazya Lekule, but over there, at least potentially, he could be Mekarish Oliver. But Halo Chazya Lekule, but over here, he can't. In other words, he's a Chatzi Chatzi. Only half of him can be Mekarish the woman, the other half cannot. However, Imtim Salam Ben Yisrael Shem Mekarish Chatzi Isha Eina Mekudeshes, let's say I were to take the position that a full-fledged Jew were to be Mekarish a full-fledged Jewish woman, but only half of her. And even if I took the position Eino Mekudeshes, meaning that issue is not certain, but even if I took that position, yeah, but that's the Shar B'Kinyano. So the Gemara says, but over there, that's because there was something left over. Meaning, you could have been Mekadosh all of her, you were only Mekadosh half of her. So that's why it doesn't work over there. But however, Lo Shari B'Kinyano. But over here, the Chatzi Chatzi, so which half of him is going to be able to be Mekadosh? What about the other half? Unavailable. So in other words, he maximized the amount that he could be Mekadosh. The Chatzi Ben Chorin of him can be Mekadosher, and the other half is just simply not available. Okay, so, my. So now we want to know a Chatzi Chatzi is Mekadosh a Jewish woman. Kedushin, does it take effect or no? So Tashma, Hamis Misha Chatzi Abba V'Chatzi Ben Chorin Osin, Chatzi Kenaz Rabba V'Chatzi Kofa L'Yarshav. So let's go over the halacha that we already went over yesterday, and that is that in the event that he's a chatzi chatzi and gored to death, so the owner of the ox now is going to be paying half kofer to the yorshim and half kanas to the owner. So iamar kedushin lav kedushin yorshim menale, and this question was posed to me yesterday, and you saw me struggle, and so obviously yesterday I wasn't remembering today's daf, but now we're here today, and today the Gemara asked a simple question. How can he possibly have Yorshim? Who is he married to? So Amar Avada Bava Kishasa Trefa. My Yorshim Nafshe. So the Gemara now also struggles to give an answer. But there's a big difference between the Gemara struggling to give an answer and me struggling to give an answer. Right? These are Amarim that we're describing right now. So the first suggestion of the Gemara is that when we said Yorshim, you know what we really mean? We meant him. In other words, it rendered him a Trefa, and the Yorshim means him. Amarava Sheshuas Badavarava says, wow, do I not like that answer? Number one, Chada. The Yorsh of Kitani. First of all, textually, it says the words Yorish. Don't tell me the Yorish means him. That's number one. Number two, Va'od. So, Kofer who? Amarai Shakish Kofer, Ein Mishalem El Alachamisa. And also, when we're talking about the Kofer payment does not come when you are halachically dead, i.e., you're a trefa. Kofer comes only when you're dead. Okay, sometimes the daf affords me to say things that I would not be able to say outside of the context of the daf. Kofer is only payable when you are dead, as opposed to halachically dead. Okay, it's a halacha within kofer. So the, so Elam Arava, so again, so now we're struggling. How could you possibly be that a chatzi chatzi, where if gored by a shore, now there's going to be chatzi kofer and chatzi kenas, and who's going to be collecting the chatzi kofer is Yorshim? What Yorshim? So Allah Marava rightly told the Ainlo. So Rava gives, I would say a simple answer, but it's not that simple. In other words, it's kofer means that at least theoretically there's kofer. Now there's no one to pay it to because there are no Yorshim, but at least it's in theory it's there. Amarava Kishim, okay, good. Amarava Kishim Shemakash Khatya Isha Ainim Kudeshus Kach Khatya Shifcha Vikhatya Bashonshin is Kacha in Kidusha Kidushin. So, Rava says like this, just like you cannot be Mekadesh half of a woman, so too, if you're Mekadesh, a Chatz Yishivcha, Chatz Yabaschorin. It's what we've been discussing, but the female form. In other words, you had a woman who was owned by two people, one of them freed her, and the other didn't, and now she's Chatzi Chatzi. So now somebody comes over, a full-fledged Jewish man comes over, and is Mekadesher. So Rava wants to make the argument, the Kedushin's not going to be Chal. Why? Because if you're Mekadosh half of a fully Jewish woman, the Kedushin's not going to be Chal. And we know that just moments earlier this morning, we entertained two sides of this question. But right now, let's assume, Rav is assuming, it doesn't work for a Chatzi Isha Bas Yisrael. So therefore, in a Chatzi Chatzi, it doesn't work as well. So Darush Rabba Berevun, Akishem Shem Mekadosh Chatzi Isha, Einu Mekadosh Es Kach Chatzia, Shivcha V'Chatzi Bas Chonshin Es Kach Einu Mekadosh Es. Okay, so now Rav said it. Rava Baravuna starts to broadcast what Rava said. So Amale Rav Chista Midami. So Hasam Shai Kinyano, Achalo Shai Kinyano. And Rav Chista said the obvious difference. When she is a fully free woman and you're Mekadesh half of her, do you know why it's a fail? Because you're a Meshayer. Because there's a remainder that you could have done and you didn't do. But when it's a Chatzi Chatzi and you're Mekadesh, the Chatzi Baschorin of her, was there anything left over that you could have done? The answer, of course, is no. And so Rav Chista just simply points out, it's an obvious difference. So Hadarukim Rabba Baravuna Amara Alevadarash. So at which point Rabba Baravuna said, that's such a good point. It's an excellent point. And he quotes the Pasuk in Shayahu, Vehamachshel Azos Tachas Yadecha. In Adam Omin Al Divrei Torah Alim Kein Nikasha Bahem. Just an interesting idea in of itself, and that is that sometimes what we're going to do is we're going to stumble in Torah. Okay? Not easy listening to myself in general, and certainly not easy to listen to myself in some of my earlier years, which I know. I said things that were patently incorrect. Okay, and I still do that to this day. Just in other words, but it happens. In other words, you're going to be learning, and you don't have breath, and you don't have full knowledge, and you're just simply going to say things that are wrong. And this is where I could be like forgiving for myself, and that's fine. And that's fine. Because that's a process. The Gemara acknowledges, my taima. So how some shir bekinyano, achalo shir bekinyano. And finally, so Rabbi said, okay, good. So now I have an opportunity to correct myself. The argument of Rav Chista, I am a proponent now of that argument. You take a full-fledged woman, you're mekadesh half of her, you know why it fails? Because there's a shir. There's a remaining balance that you weren't mekadesh. But if by chatzi chatzi and you're a mekadesh the chatzi bascharin, you did everything you could. And it works. I'm Rashishas Kashem Shem Makash Chatzi Isha and Mekadeshas, Ka Chatzi Shifa Chatzi Bascharin, Shin Iskacha, Ein Kedusha Kedushin. Now, Rashishas will take the other view, which is that it doesn't work. Now, V'im Lachshach Adam Lamar, Ezu Yishivcha Charufa, Zu Shechatzi Shifa Chatzi Bascharin, Hamuras Alevit Ivri, Amabas Isrusehi. And Rav Sheshet says, and I'm ready to anticipate. I know what someone's going to tell you. And that is, hey, what about the Parsha of Shifcha Charufa? Now, the Parsha of Shifcha Charufa, which we referenced numerous times, where if our Shifcha Charufa goes ahead and is with another man, so it is not Eshes Ish. And it brings the Karban Hashem, and I'm really not doing justice to the, it's a short Parsha, but I'm not doing justice to it. But anyway, but what is a Shifcha Charufa? Machlokas Tanayim. One opinion is, a Shifcha Charufa is, she's a Chatzi Chatzia. She was owned by two. One freed her, the other didn't. And now she's a Chatzi Chatzia. And she accepted Kedushin from an Eved Ivri. Obviously, which accepted Kedushin from the Eved Ivri? Obviously, the Chatzi that's free. That is one position in terms of what the Shifcha Charufa is. And Rav Shesha says, and I know, once you're within that position, Rav Shesha says, then I can't be right. Rav Shesha says, I'm anticipating. So emor lo, so Rav Shesha says, okay, klach etzel Rebbe Yishmael. B'shifcha kanayin samaras alevet ivri, I hold like Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Yishmael says that the shifcha charufa is where? It is a full marriage. I'm sorry, let's do that again, let's do that better. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shifcha Charufa is where she's a full Shifcha Kananis. Who did she marry? She married an Eved Ivri. Now, right, Eved Ivri is allowed to be married to Shifcha Kananis.
Is that a marriage?
That's the Gemara's very next question. Great anticipation. So the Eved Ivri, even though he's a full-fledged Jew, and even though a full-fledged Jew is not allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis, but an Eved Ivri has an allowance. Okay, for our purposes right now, that's all we need to know. Right? Obviously, we can understand that a lot better, but it's just simply a fact. An Eved Ivri is allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Shifcha Charufa. And then David, and Shifcha Charufa Basis Rusahi. And now that's funny, by the way. You wouldn't call that Erusin. In English, you would call that some sort of union. But in other words, it's not Erusin. Erusin can only be accomplished by a Jewish man to a Jewish woman. So Elamaisach Lamemar, Maimuresis Miuchedes. So Achinami, so Maimuresis Miuchedes. So over here, so yeah. So in other words, mureses means miyuchedes, meaning okay. The word mureses is not to be understood in its most literal and legal sense over here. Mureses just simply means miyuchedes. In other words, they are paired together. It's a union, but it's not a marriage. If that made sense. Amar Rav Chisda Chesed Shif Rav Chesed Baschon Shin Iskachel Ruven Mishtach Rav Chazvan Iskachel Shimon. Umesu Shnehem Kama Misyabemes Levi. Okay, this is just simply the Gemara flexing in terms of let's see how well you understand these concepts. Okay, you have a Chetzi Chetzi. She married Ruven. Now what happened was is that she was freed. And then, post-freedom, she goes out and she marries Shimon. Shimon happens to be the brother of Reuven. And now, both Shimon and Reuven die. So you know what Levi now can do? Levi can now do the mitzvah of Yibum. Right? Mesu Shneim. Reuven and Shimon both died. So now, Levi, the third brother, can go ahead and do Yibum. Ve'ina nikoreba eisha shnei mesim. Manav shachri kedushin, Reuven kedushin, kedushin Shimon lav kedushin. The Kedushin, Shimon Kedushin, Kedushin Reuven, Lav Kedushin. Who is she married to? Is she married to Reuven or Shimon? The answer is one of them.
One of them.
Not both. If Reuven's Kedushin took effect, Shimon obviously wasn't Mekadisher. If Reuven's Kedushin did not take effect, then Shimon's Kedushin took effect. Now, why do we not know? Because we just got done discussing whether or not a chatzi is in fact eligible for kiddushin. We just discussed, we just deliberated, we don't know. But in this scenario that we just painted, so our lack of knowledge is not going to affect us over here. Because she is mekudeshes to one of them, she first was mekudeshes a chatzi to Reuven, then she received a shichur gemura, she was fully freed, now she accepted kiddushin from Shimon. She is going to be married to either Reuven or Shimon, one or the other. Regardless, if both of them die, she now becomes eligible for Yibum. Okay, good. Okay. Itmar chetzi shifu chetzi batchon shin iskachel Reuven mishachra v'chazvin iskachel Shimon. Rav Yosef bar Chama Amar Rav Nachman palku kedusha rishon. Rabbi Zera Amar Rav Nachman gamru kedusha rishon. Okay. You have your chatzi. She accepted kedushin from Reuven. Then, she was fully freed. She then accepted Kedushin from Shimon. Now, in this scenario, by the way, Reuven and Shimon do not have to be brothers. In fact, why don't we just make it simple? Let's say they're not brothers in this scenario, because that's not the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is as follows. In the event now that I had Reuven being Mekadosher in her half-half state, then after full freedom, she then is Mekadosh to another man. What happened at the point of full freedom? So, the Gemara entertains two possibilities. One, in the name of B'Shem Rav Nachman, Paku Kedusha Rishon. There's Avkas Kedushin of the first husband. Why? Because we know that with the Shichur comes what? Gerus. What happens to a Ger, Gershon is Gayer? Kikatan Hanola Dami. She's a totally new entity, a new person. And so therefore, her past history is expunged. Isn't that interesting? And so therefore, now, Shimon now who's Mekadisher, it's a full Kedushin. That's Hafka'ah. On the other hand, Rav Zera, also quoting Rav Nachman, goes in the other direction. Gamru Kedushin Rishonim. Meaning that he views that what happened in her first Kedushin is that her Chasya Baschorin Kedushin took effect. And now what's missing is that she'd like to be fully married, but half of her is a Shevcha Kananis. Once that's removed, the Kedushin can now just simply occupy the empty space, the remaining half.
Automatically.
Right? It's right. Gemar. I'm Rabbi Zera Kavase Didi Mistabra. Rabbi Zera says, I think I'm right. I'd like to think he thinks he's right. So I think I'm right. Dichziv lo yumsu ki chupasa. Let's go back to our Parsha Shifcha Charufa. Why is it that when she's in a state of being a Shifcha Charufa, partially married, why is it that if she has relations with another man, she's not going to be put to death? He's not going to be put to death because lo yumsu ki lo chupasa. Because she's missing kedushin. Now ha chupasa yumasu, but that means to say that if she's not missing it, she will be put to death. And
he'll be put to, he, the mizan is also going to be put to death as well. So Amar Le Abaye, Ulatan Debe Rav Yishmael Damar Shivcha Kanan Samar Sos Levit Ivri Hakanami, Yechi Chupasa Yumsu. So the, and I'm sorry, and before I get to the Gemara's counterpoint, meaning what is the Gemara arguing? Meaning we are describing the Shivcha Charufa, where she can go from being not married to married. Well, how did that happen? It must be what the Gemara is suggesting is in the manner we just described. She was a chatzi-chatzi. She accepted kedushin from somebody, and then she got freed. And then the latent kedushin or the half kedushin turned into a full kedushin. Ah, that's pshat in the pasuk. So Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye says, I don't think so. Because again, let's go back to Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that the Shifcha Charufa is not talking about the Chatzi Chatzi. The Shifcha Charufa is talking about where she's a full-fledged Shifcha Kananis, who was paired and unioned with an Eved Ivri. So, Hachinami Dechichu Pasu Yumasu? And now what? And how is she going to become going from a state of non-Chupa to Chupa? That doesn't happen, according to Rabbi Shmuel. And Maislach Lameimar, Shechupsa V'chazor V'nitzkacha. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the only way she can go from not married to married is through an act of kiddushin after she's freed. So Hachinami, chupsa v'chazor v'niskacha. I'll say the same thing over here. Even if I'm holding chatzi chatzi. Chatzi chatzi who accepted kiddushin. I'll tell you that when she's freed, she's going to need a new act of kiddushin. Amravuna bar ketina, amrav yitzhak maisa b'isha achas shechatzi shif v'chatzi b'schorin v'kafus rabba v'asa b'schorin. Okay, so... an incident actually occurred where you had your chetzi chetzia, and they forced the remaining owner to make her a bas chorin. So keman k'Rav Yochanan broke a damar al shneim u'omer ve'yivarchos amalukim v'yomer peruvu malum. In other words, why? Because we hold like Rav Yochanan broke. Remember the Gemara in Yavama, 6th Perek. Rav Yochanan broke says the mitzvah peruvu is going on man and woman, and the reason why we're demanding kafia. The remaining owner to free her is because we are removing from her her ability to fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. Now the Gemara is saying it, but really what the Gemara is saying is, and we don't paskin like Rav Yochanan ben Broka, meaning that's not the accepted halacha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo minag hefker na guba. The Gemara says no. Over here, do you know why we forced the remaining owner to free her? Not because of the mitzvah peruvu. She doesn't have a mitzvah peruvu. By the way, if this is the first time you're hearing that a woman does not have the mitzvah peruvu, I'm going to admit that's going to sound funny. But the Gemara Yavama, 6th Perek, discusses this in detail. Women do not have the mitzvah peruvu. So if that's true, so remember, when it came to the man, chatzi chatzi, so we learned in the Mishnah back on Daf Mem Aleph. So there we are going to coerce the remaining owner to free him because he has the mitzvah peruvu. Why are we going to do the same thing for a woman who's a chatzi chatzi? She doesn't have the mitzvah peruvu. But the Gemara says very simply, so minag hefker naguba, because in her state of being a chatzi chatzi, so she can't marry anybody, and there is nobody to take care of her. If nobody, she's going to take care of her. She is eligible, subject to abuse, and obviously we don't want that. We want to do everything within our power to protect her. Protecting her means that a man is going to take care of her, but a man is only going to marry her when she is out of the status of being a chatzi chatzi. Okay, Adkan, I'm going to stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up with the Mishnah.